Well, good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio is John McCrane. He's with the Sitka Salmon Derby. Welcome to Morning Edition, John.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, you sit on the board of the Sitka Sportsmen's Association. They sponsor the Derby. And you're also the barge chairman. You've been running the Sitka Salmon Derby for quite a while, haven't you?
Yes, I've been involved with the Sportsmen's probably 16 years now, for the last 5 or 6 years as the barge chairman.
And that means that you're there at the dock, no breaks.
I'm there. I get it set up, but I'm there till from start to finish. Put the barge away at the end of the Derby.
Well, the Derby, the 59th annual Derby, is coming up this weekend. Can you tell us about how it works?
Well, everybody hopefully has their Derby tickets already. We start off at 7. You go out and catch the big ones. That's a three-fish Derby this year, so it'll be exciting. See who turns what in. Bring your fish in. We have the station at Crescent. We also have a station at Goddard. And Eric and Sarah Jordan are up on the Igata up north at Kalinan Bay. So you can turn fish in there.
And it's running for 2 weekends?
2 weekends, 24th, 25th, 26th, and then May 31st and June 1st.
This is quite a Sitka institution, almost 60 years of the Salmon Derby.
Yes, it's like we talked earlier, it's for us, or for me, it's the kickoff of summer. School will be out, it's a family event, and I get to see parents fishing against kids and grandparents with kids, and so it's a good family event. And once, of course, you get the kids hooked into fishing, then they're there. So,
16 years, you must have seen a lot of kids grow up, a lot of families.
I have. I saw some of them that weren't even eligible to fish, and now they're out there competing against their parents and actually beating them in some cases. So it's fun.
Well, it's a lot of work, too. I mean, as you mentioned earlier, you really don't yourself get any breaks during the Derby. What keeps you doing this year after year?
I don't have an answer for that. It's just something that's, I look forward to it at the start. And of course, by day 5, when I'm putting the barge away, I'm cussing at everybody and saying, I don't want to do this again, but you gotta go back. It's just part of Sitka.
Well, this year is in honor of two individuals who were central and very important to the Derby.
Yes, this year is a memorial to Robert Cludine and Jerry Linvall. Both gentlemen were, of course, Robert Cludine goes back farther than I do in the association and had years of history with him. And he passed away, and as well as Jerry Linvall, who was our kind of my right-hand man down there during the Derby for the last few years. And he was running the range for the skeet and trap out there on the weekends. So, left a big hole in our board of directors.
Now, the funds raised through this event, what do they go towards?
Most of the money goes back in for prizes. We also have scholarships and classes that we put on throughout the year.
What are some of those scholarships? You work with the school district?
We offer the scholarships to the high school students that are graduating. This year we did 2 $1,000 scholarships, and it was based on a report on what the Second Amendment means to them. And so we have a pretty good list of what different ideas that these young people have for what that, you know, it means over the last few years.
So this goes back into the community in many ways.
Yes.
Beyond seeing families come together and enjoy fishing.
Correct.
Well, let's talk a bit about rules and regulations. How does this work?
Well, the rules for this year haven't changed much. We have you have your brochures when they get out, hopefully tomorrow. There are boundaries that we have set, and you've got to stay inside the boundaries. You got to abide by all state laws, and you bring your fish into us in the round, and we weigh them and give you a Derby ticket, a fish ticket that corresponds with that fish, and that travels through clear to the award ceremony. So
who's the person to beat, you think, this year?
Well, Mike Vaughn has won it 2 years in a row. I know the pressure's against him to see if he can do it three. And if he does, it'll be the first time. So no pressure, Mike. I wish you the best of luck.
What other multiple winners have you had over the years?
Vicky Baggin has won it twice. Marvin Gillespie and Marvin Gillespie and his wife Sharon were husband and wife. And Harvey Kitk has won it twice that I know of.
Last year, do you remember the size of the winning fish? What are folks looking at hopefully catching this year?
Well, Mike took it at 55.5 last year, but let me flip back to this brochure here. The year before, he won it with only 41.6, so reports I'm getting are there are a lot of fish out there. They're just smaller, so we'll see. Somebody's got to bring in a big one.
So sizes are really variable over the years, or are you seeing any trends, do you think?
Well, if you look at the brochure here, it goes back. It seems like they're getting smaller, but then every few years somebody pulls in a big one, and you never know. This could be the year of a new, 70-pounder or something that would be talked about for years to come. So,
if folks still need to get some derby tickets, how can they do that?
Murray's is selling them, and Bert at the Ryans has them, and I even have some if they can connect with me.
Well, we should talk about prizes. There, in the brochure, you have pages of prizes.
Yeah, and this isn't all of them either because people haven't made the deadline. Of course, the top prize, Alaska Airlines, is the two round-trip tickets anywhere they fly and our $7,500 that we put in. Looks like Gary's Outboards is donated a Mercury inflatable and an outboard to go with it. Of course, Lakeside has their $1,500 cash, which everybody could use. So Fly In Fish In has a flight package that they're offering, a lot of different gift certificates from everybody. So
any opportunities to bring something home?
Yeah, there's a whole list of stuff. Ice chest, cash. There's a Whirlpool 15-foot cubic freezer, so
you can
catch the rest of your fish for the summer and put them in a new freezer.
Now, tell me a little bit about what it's like for you and your daughter being out there on the barge all those hours. Are people excited when they bring in their fish? Well, I mean, what's it like?
Well, a lot of weather has to do a lot of that. If it's nice out, of course, they stay out for as long as they can or until they limit out one of the two. But you see them come in and they're sunburned. Or if it's rough out, they come in and they look like they've been leaning over the side, not doing so well. But they're usually shouting out how many fish they have, and, so we are getting preparation for tickets. But, Marcia is the fish ladder chairperson and my head ticket writer for this year. Because it's a three-fish derby, it gets kind of confusing down there. We do ask people to bear with us because we do have volunteers down there. So, everybody's anxious to, limit out. Hopefully they get the big one for the day. And then they're right back out there the next day doing it again.
So do you usually see people return?
Oh, yeah. They're back. Sometimes you'll get one guy who'll catch a fish, and they got to bring it in, and then they'll go back out so the fishing partner can have his turn. So.
Now, you're thinking of potentially turning this over to some new folks to run next year at the 60th. Why do you think you might do that? Has it just been time for something new?
Yeah, we're talking about doing that amongst my daughter and I. Just no particular reason, maybe just see if some new blood wants to do it, create some new ideas, we'll see.
Do you think you might try a hand at fishing in the Derby then?
Probably not. It's been so long since I've been fishing, I couldn't tie a knot anyway and wouldn't know what to do with the fish. So
So folks shouldn't be surprised to see you down there anyway.
Yeah, I'll stand over the dock and let the new crew do their thing and then yell at them how to do it the right way. but we'll see. It's just talk at this time.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning, John.
Thank you for having us.
Any parting words? Okay.
So be safe and have fun, and we'll see you at the barge.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with John McCrayan. He's running the Sitka Salmon Derby, 59th annual Salmon Derby, and it starts this coming weekend, runs 2 weekends, and you can still pick up some derby tickets.